Okay, this is a recording for a couple of Twitter people. I'm currently in my bathroom, and we have a soap dispenser it has a sensor, and it tells when your hand is up against the pump, and it will, you know, dispense soap out to you. Somebody was asking, how does that work? Well, you have to buy these special bottles, and I'm taking the tab off of it now. We just got a new bottle for the soap dispenser today. And you simply pull the tab off of this bottle, and then you take the bottle, and you put it in upside down in the soap dispenser. And this soap dispenser has an on-off switch in the back, and all you need to do is turn it on, and it should work. And I'm keeping my hands, I need to turn it on. Okay, it's on. Okay, now it takes a few attempts to get it kind of, primed up because it's still trying to open the soap bottle. So, okay, there it goes. Now, let me just wash my hands. Okay, so that's basically what it is. It's just a hand sensor. My hands are dry now. It's just a hand sensor. And my husband's got music on. But anyway, it's just a soap dispenser that you just put your hand under and it dispenses a little bit of soap. There's only a switch and a button on it. From what I was able to gather from the button, if you push that button, it makes more soap come out. Some people have bigger hands, I guess, and they need more soap. I think what that button does is, as long as you keep your hand under there, it's going to keep dispensing soap. And, but I have that setting turned off because my husband doesn't know when to, you know, he doesn't want the soap to drip, so he doesn't know when to move his hand away, and because of that, he gets more soap on his hand than he needs. So that button is obviously turned off, but it's a really cool soap dispenser that it was a gift given to us. It's really nice because you don't have to worry about people dripping soap on the counter. That's a pet peeve of mine, is soap on the counter. I can't stand that. But anyway, it's a no-touch hand system soap thingy dispenser. But somebody on Twitter said, how does that work? And I just simply put the bottle in upside down. There's a little hole on the top. And
time remaining. 1:32.
You just put the bottle upside down. And there's these little prongs that kind of go into that hole. And you just slide it in. And it fits perfectly. And you have to kind of put your hand under it a few times, sort of like when you have a spray bottle and you want to spray, spray bottle a few times just to get the spray to come through the straw. All right. Well, that's pretty much it. I really like having that, and I usually just leave the soap dispenser on. Unless you don't have a bottle in it or whatever. And it runs on, I think, one of those round batteries. I'm not sure. I know it had me pull a tab at the bottom to activate the battery. But anyway, that's pretty much it. I hope all is well. Take care, guys.
Time remaining. 0:28.
God bless. And have a great day. Oh, and this soap dispenser, I think Lysol sells it. It's really cool. Let's see. Yeah, somebody asked me about it, so I just did this recording. All right, talk to you later. Yeah?